Hello and a very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I'm your host Kieran Uri-Tuttiot and I'm with you until 6pm playing you some of the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hey, this is Freddy from Hungary.
Hi, this is Marion Rung from Finland.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavner, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
I feel good because I'm happy. I feel wonderful and free. It's all good to know that you're in love.
Nagnamova. Yes, that is the winner of Eurovision 2002. And that's her song, I Feel Good, that was sung in the interval act of the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest, which she co-hosted with Reinas Kalpers from the group Brainstorm that represented Latvia in 2000. And well, no, it's 2000, wasn't it? Yes, of course. Yes. So, oh, great stuff. So she won with the song I Wanna, and I Feel Good was her follow-up international single, shall we say. But Mariam Nakhnamova is currently living in France, actually. She's not really in Latvia, though she does commute backwards to and from, but her husband and the family all live in France now, so lucky for them. Yes. Anyways, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiet. Thank you for joining us. Follow us on Twitter at ESE Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, and obviously you can send us an email, eseshowcase@gmail.com. You can send us a request, dedication, or anything. It would be lovely to hear from each and every one of you. We've got requests galore once again this week, so this is wonderful to hear. It's lovely to know that many of you guys are listening here into our little radio station here in East Dorset. Yes, based in Verwood. We're here for East Dorset, West Hampshire, and across the New Forest here in the south coast of England, in the United Kingdom. And of course, yes, we are right across the world on forestfm.co.uk or any of your radio website streaming websites. They're there. Yes, we're there. We're everywhere, including like TuneIn, for example. Right, okay, it's time to move on. And remember last Saturday, not yesterday, but the previous Saturday, we had Eurovision again, didn't we? Yes, where the Eurovision community comes together and we all watch Eurovision back and have a bit of nostalgia. And certainly in these uncertain times, because of COVID-19, obviously, this is a nice escapism away from everything, which is just wonderful. And I love it, love it, love it. And the 1976 Eurovision Song Contest was showcased last week. And wow, what a contest. Honestly, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, not just because it's Eurovision, but I felt the contest was wonderful. The Brotherhood of Man obviously winning with Save Your Kisses for Me. And it was awesome. I really liked Cory Bocon, the presenter. There, she was so sweet and such a lovely, lovely lady. But also, just all of the acts up and down, all 18 of them, stellar. Really, you couldn't pick a bad one. And one of the biggest shocks, maybe, is it a shock? I don't know. But the Eurovision fans adore this song. Yes. So I'm going to play you the song that came third in the re-vote of Eurovision 1976 last weekend, and also the song that came fourth. So, or was it fourth? No, fifth. So, the song that came third was the Finnish entry. Yes, here is Finland 1976, Freddie and Friends, with the song Pump. Isn't that wonderful? That is Norway 1976. Can you believe that came last in 1976? I was still baffled by that because I thought it was so much fun with the gimmick with the glass sunglasses and the song. I just thought it was brilliant. Anyways, that's poor old Norway 1976 and the gorgeous Anne Karin Strøm with Mata Hari. Okay, now it's time to move on to our first request, and we're going down under to Australia. Hello to Barry Cahill. Barry, lovely to hear from you. He trusts that myself and Rob are well. Yes, we're very well, thank you. We're doing our bit, keeping our distance, wearing our masks, washing our hands, doing all the good stuff. Yes, and with the stuff we need to do to keep safe, of course. And he would like a request. And of course, this is a great tune that you've picked, Barry. Thank you. And as you say, it's a fun, colourful, and upbeat song with a very important message. Indeed. Couldn't agree with you more. And as I emailed back to you, wanted to let you know that myself and Rob had this played at our wedding as we were signing the registers. And yeah, it was quite an awesome moment, actually. Yeah, I had a bit of a frog in my throat for that, as you can imagine. Right, so here is Iceland 2014. This is great, Barry. Thank you very much for your request. Here is Poor Punk with No Prejudice.
Don't discriminate, tolerance is bliss. We got to get together on this. Cross this problem off our list. I may stutter when I speak, but you don't need to call me a freak. It's not trigonometry. Inside we're the same. Hey! Even if you're taller or someone who is smaller, or perhaps you're thinner, or one who loves his dinner. Listen to what I say, cause every but it looks the same on the inside. And it pays to wear a smile. Let's do away with prejudice. Don't discriminate, tolerance is bliss. We got to get together on this. Cross this problem off our list. I may stutter when I speak, but you don't need to call me a freak. It's not trigonometry. Inside we're the same.
Iceland, Poor Punk, and No Prejudice from 2014. It's now time, before we have Rob's round of request, it's Slovakia 2011. It's the Twins with I'm Still Alive.
No, nothing can touch me. I'll see you what I can be. Lonely, I've walked through the fire.
I'm still alive.
you climb up the mountain? Would you bet on the ocean? Would you give just to lose it all? I've been living my life and try to learn every lesson. Now I see why I fight and fall.
Twins with I'm Still Alive. That is Slovakia 2011. Not qualifying out of semi 2, sadly. Oh, they were much better twins than Jedward. At least they could sing live, unlike Jedward.
Oh, the Irish.
Well, not the Irish. Jedward.
Luck of the Irish. They're Irish. Jedward were Irish, weren't they?
Yeah. Doesn't mean that they can sing.
But Slovakia is a shame. Slovakia is a lovely place to visit. Cheap, friendly. Mm. And Bratislava is très belle.
Très belle. Oui, ça va bien.
Right, good. So how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
I'm fine. Rob's I'm just here. Getting the cat accustomed to the new sofa at the moment.
Oh, yes. We had our delivery yesterday.
Yeah, so one of the cats is fine. The other cat was a bit nervous, so I had to slowly coax her back onto the sofa, putting her rug back on it and sitting there letting her lick my hand, you know, as one does with one's pets.
Dog or cat.
Yes.
Yeah,
our cats are probably the most spoiled cats anywhere in the world.
Mm.
We're quite sure of that.
Yeah, yeah. They're very demanding.
They're very demanding and very, they just want to be with us all the time.
They
do. Because I'm working at home so much at the moment, they'll be in for a shock for the system when hopefully next year we start to go out and about a bit more.
Oh, when would that be? Anyway, we shouldn't dwell on that.
No, we've got more fun things, haven't we? Such as.
Yeah.
Rob's random request, I think.
Yes, indeed, indeed. And we've got some very exciting Eurovision news.
Have we?
Yeah.
Is it that you're going to be hosting the United Kingdom points next year?
Do you know what? I would be made up.
I think there should be a poll, guys. Everyone who's listening to this, write to the BBC and say, Kieran Ari Tuchet of the Eurovision Showcase should give the points for the United Kingdom.
Oh, I'll do it in French just to wind everybody up.
As soon as we leave the EU,
I'll do it in French.
Of course, it's only you only give the 12 points, didn't you? I was going to say, if you gave all the points, you could do each one in different languages.
Or could you imagine? I'll do it in Italian, like, La Svezia, 10 punti.
Well, there you go.
And then I'll do l'Islande, 12 points.
Right.
There we are. Yeah, that'd be funny. Anyways, let's do your random thing. Oh, yes.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Okay then, Roberto, please explain what this is all about.
So I have a hat full of years from 1856. No, that's not right, is it? 1956. Okay. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
To 2020. Probably feels like that, yeah, for many people. For Carol.
And then a country's hat full of countries.
Yes. Shock.
From A to Y, because there's no Z. We have this conversation every week, but we're waiting for like Zimbabwe or Zambia to become part of the Eurovision showcase, Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
It'd be nice and multicultural, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Or have Zaragoza become an own city, or Zagreb become its own little nation.
Yeah, there's an idea.
Yeah. Right, I have a year at my fingertips.
Lovely. I hope it's from the bag.
It is from the bag. It's actually 2019, so it's nice and recent.
Oh. What were you going to say then? I was like, no, don't say that word. Right, that's great. I'm not going to repeat it.
I bet you I'll get Luxembourg, Slovakia and Monaco or something now.
Probably.
Right, so I have got Estonia. So that is... Oh, it's a guy's song. It's the guy... Oh, what is it? What's it called? I know he's Swedish and he represented Estonia. He was representing Estonia.
Viktor Kron.
That's it, Viktor Kron. And it's a nice kind of ballad. Storm. That's it.
It's like, because, you know, that famous Storm song from the United Kingdom in 2018 did so well.
Yeah. This did better, didn't it?
It did do better.
It came fourth.
In the first semi-final.
Oh, sorry.
And then in the final, it came 20th with 76 points.
We're still going above us.
It's not hard, is it?
No. It certainly was bigger than us.
Bigger than you and me.
Bigger than everyone. But Storm's a really nice song.
Yeah,
I think
it is.
It's on my regular playlist on my iPod, my iTunes.
It's very up tempo, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's really quite uplifting. Yeah. And do you know what? We're very lucky. We've got the gentleman to introduce it.
Oh.
So, Rob, would you like to give your year and country for this week's Rob's Random Request?
2019, Estonia.
And what is it in French?
2019, Estonie.
Oui! Ah, c'est félicitations.
Oh, dear me.
Très bien.
Très bon.
Hey guys, this is Viktor Krom from Estonia. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And my song this year is called Storm.
All my life I wondered why I keep fighting all the ties. For a million reasons that I find, but I might be all wrong. I've hit highs and I've hit lows, but somewhere down the winding road, it felt like I could lose it all, but I might have been wrong. A storm like this can break a man like this, and when it all comes down, we're still safe and sound. All my life I've tried to find the meaning of what's left behind. They say it's life itself, but I feel it might be all wrong. A storm like this can break a man like this, and when it all comes down, we're still safe and sound. A storm like this can break a man like this, and when it all comes down, we'll be safe and sound. Even if the sky falls down, we can turn it all around. We'll escape the darkest clouds, and we'll be safe and sound. Whatever happens down the road, however far from home, I know we won't let go. A storm like this can break a man like this, and when it all comes down, we'll be safe and sound. Even if the sky falls down, turn it all around. but I might be wrong.
Viktor Krohn with Storm, Estonia 2019 here on the Eurovision Showcase. And this week's Rob's Random Request. It's now time for a proper request now. Our second one of the show this week. And we're going over to Hove near Brighton. And we're going to say hello to Andrew Whitlaw. Hello, Andrew. Lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much for your request. Lovely to hear from you. First time listener last week, yeah? He said how much he enjoyed the show. He said it was great. And he would like to thank the introduction to the show from James Brett. James, well done. Thank you very much. Nice stuff there. And Andrew has requested The Netherlands 1993. An absolute pleasure. Here is Ruth Jacot with Verde, which means peace. And coming up next is the Eurovision Showcase News. But right now, here is The Netherlands 1993.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
And your news is dated of Saturday the 24th of October 2020. Now, the biggest news of the week. The Icelandic broadcaster RUV and Eurovision.tv have had an announcement also that Dadith Freya and Gagna Magnith, which means the amount of data, his backing group, will be representing Iceland at the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, the chap who has released the single, which topped the charts here in the United Kingdom with Thinking About Things, has been announced as representing Iceland next year at the Eurovision Song Contest. Hurrah! Happy days. In a recent interview, Australia's entrant for 2020 and 2021, Montaigne, has said in a recent interview that she's pretty sure that she has the song. And she's also mentioned the fact that it's going to be quite an unusual song. Now, she was going to represent Australia this year with the song Don't Break Me, which is my personal favourite of last year's contest. So we'll have to wait and see, and see how it goes, of course. We've got plenty of time to go. Now, seven acts will compete in Finland's upcoming Eurovision National Final of UMK 2021. And a few days ago, the Finnish broadcaster YLE confirmed that the number of competing acts whittled down from 278. And while fans will have to wait until January to find out who exactly will be competing, YLE promises a versatile lineup. Victoria, who's going to represent Bulgaria at next year's Eurovision Song Contest, has announced that her entry will be released in March next year. And finally, there have been new releases this week from Mickey, who represented Spain in 2019, and Amir, who represented France in 2016. Also, Anna Bergendahl from Sweden in 2010.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Van Agy.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
It is easy, what I say.
What I say.
This is the Eurotrip.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Και γάρε βούλο ντομιάνε τη γην ταύτην, μη γιγνώσκονται στην ύβριν ειν επίουν.
Είχαμε περιουσία, την καταχραστήκανε, κάναν ιεροψηλία κι ούτε που ντραπήκανε. Ιστορία της ζωής μου δε σκεφτήκανε. Ποια προσευχή εγώ να κάνω για τα κρίματα τους? Ποια προσευχή μπορώ να πω για να σωθούν? Στάζω κρασί για να ξεπλύνω τα αμαρτήματα τους. Ποια προσευχή να πω για αυτούς που με πονούν? Να μου πάρουνε το θρόνο, κάποιοι προσπαθήσανε. Ένα αστέρι είχα μόνο και το απαιτήσανε. Το πόσο άντεξα στο χρόνο αγνοήσανε. Ποια προσευχή εγώ να κάνω για τα κρίματα τους? Ποια προσευχή μπορώ να πω για να σωθούν? Στάζω κρασί για να ξεπλύνω τα αμαρτήματα τους. Ποια προσευχή να πω για αυτούς που με πονούν?
1995 here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. That is Fia Priosevki, which is beautiful, isn't it? That's Elena Konstantopoulou. I apologise to any Greeks if I got that pronunciation wrong. As I said yesterday, last week actually, in fact, Afkalisto. To all the Greek listeners out there. Right, time for another request, and we're going over to Worthing in West Sussex. Hello there to the lovely James Brett. James, lovely to hear from you. Now, you requested a song from the Finland's national final in 1988. Now, would you be surprised? I don't have it. So, all rush, 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 I'm afraid. I haven't been able to find it at all. I've trawled through iTunes, Spotify, I can't find it at all. And we haven't got it on the system here at Forest FM. So, to make a long story short, I am going to play a song where you've requested either play this or this from a few weeks ago. And back on, on the 4th of October, you said, "Oh, Kieran, if you don't mind, either play Hera Bjork 2009 Danish National Final song," which I did end up playing, "or you mentioned either play Frederik Kemper's song from Melodifestivalen, the Swedish National Final in 2004. Of course, and I'm going to play that for you now. Yeah, this is a lovely song, and I haven't heard it for years. So here's Frederik Kemper with Finally from Melodifestivalen 2004, and it only managed to get to the second chance and a chanson round. But still, it's an awesome track, and I hope you enjoy.
I will hold my head up high. I will try to feel the way you're feeling. I wanna open up my heart. I will take your hand, and maybe then I'll understand. I know I do, but it's too late for you. Finally, I know what true love means to me. It's waking up my heart to see that somehow you are leaving me. The love I tried to hide is burning from inside. I know I do, yeah, finally with you. It's been hard to eternal love can fade so quickly. I made a promise to myself. I love the way you smile, that I could call you a butterfly. You made me see love was not for me. I'm
να τε πομίσεις, Βοήμ σε τα τεωτέ τζαβολί, Ομόδρεους με ζάρι εν ζούδε, Τα πράβου πως απορραβή. Λάνε μόρια ολιγάνα, Βίσσε είμαι του Там само дал си сама, Люде кое не чуем, Лане моје ноћа скрени, Није важно било с ким, Нађи неког налик мени, Да те барем не воли.
Serbia Montenegro 2004 here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. That is Zeljko Jakšimović with Lan Moja, which basically literally means my fawn, but it's interpreted as my darling. Yes. Ah, what a powerful song. I never forget the 2004 contest. Remember watching it? It was when I was 16. 18, excuse me, and God, and I remember being astounded, certainly after the contest, that Serbia Montenegro actually won the semi-final with about 8 points ahead of Ukraine, which was Ruslana with Wild Dance. But Ukraine ended up winning the grand final quite distinctively and quite emphatically at the end of it all. Yes, so there we go. Now it's time for the best of the rest. Yes, and now basically this is part of the Eurovision Showcase where I showcase a song from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. And it's just the song this week, and so just the one. And we're going over to the Israeli national final in 2009. Yes, I know this sounds a bit random, doesn't it? But here's Noah and Mira Awad with Will You Dance With Me. This is a really soft and meaningful song. And they're pairing at Eurovision in 2009 because they ended up taking it. There Must Be Another Way. Obviously, peace incited there. But I feel like this was a little bit more understated, but sweet, and I think it could have done better, dare I say it. So here is Israel's national final song, 2009, from the singers who ended up going to Moscow, Noah and Myra Wad, but this is the song that came second, Will You Dance With Me?
בואי לרקוד איתי הרחוב שומם counting 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3 you and me עד בלי סוף אוהר בי מים מלחתר תחבי ענדי מלמטר ורוצי מעי ולבלד נעשה נבאו
dance with me through the years as the seasons twirl and dive.
Will you dance with me through the fears as the days pass quickly?
Much too quickly.
Much too quickly.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, you and me still alive.
Yad beyad now tell ha'ofek
dawir al hayl mil mafkud hen ka'avnu kvar et asher avar.
Uli 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, you and me on the wall.
Im yemei hastav ve'hafol et paneinu meshanim.
At yirtzi lirkod el ha'on she'izah.
See, I feel like that's less blatant of a peace song. It's really quite sweet, isn't it? So that's Nora and Mira Awad with Will You Dance With Me from Israel's National Final 2009. I was about to say 2003, only just because it rhymed with Will You Dance With Me, 1, 2, 3, you and me. You know, yeah, see? Even I'm infected. It doesn't take much, does it? Right, here is time. Yes, our final part of the Eurovision showcase. It's time for Live and Kicking. This week's Live and Kicking, which is a song live from Eurovision itself, takes us to Oslo, Norway, and the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. We are going to listen to the song representing Armenia, and here is Eva Rivas with Apricot Storm.
Child, Mama told me you should know our world is cruel and wild, but to make your way through cold and heat, love is all that you need. I believed her every word, more than anything I heard, but I was too scared to lose my fall. I began to cry a lot, and she gave me a free gun. Of the earth, fruits of the sun. Apricot stone hidden in my hand, given back to me from the mother.
Yeah.
wicked storm. Now I see the northern stars shining brightly in the storm, and I've got an avatar of my love to keep me warm. Now I'm not afraid of violent winds. They may blow, they can swing. And keep my cherished fruit. Throw my tree up to the sky. Once I wave my home goodbye, I just want to go back to my roots. Apricot stone hidden in my hand, given back to me from the motherland. Apricot stone, I will drop it down in the frozen ground. I'll just let it.
Yes, that is Apricot Stone from Ivarivas, Armenia, 2010, this week's Live and Kicking. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Ari Tussiot, here on Forest FM. If you've missed this show, previous shows, you can head over to Mixcloud, Spotify, and search for the Eurovision Showcase. You can listen again there, or of course, listen to us again next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here, Forest FM 92.3. If you want to get a request or a dedication in, please let us know. Twitter at ESC Showcase, Facebook, The Eurovision Showcase, and email escshowcase@gmail.com. And we will see you soon. Arrivederci, au revoir, rafidesein, vislat, dobidzenia, goknat, adios, and see you very soon. Toodaloo!
Celebrating Europe and the world's biggest singing competition. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Uri Tuttiet. No need to be making your mind up.